old O'Connie in the hot seat. Christopher, you had a fun weekend.
I did. I got after it. Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
What'd you guys do?
We did a show in Poughkeepsie.
Up in New York.
Shane and I made a promise to each other that we would black out.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, let's get fucked up. Yeah. Shout out to all the dudes that were there. Oh, hot guys.
Yeah, we got some big time assists from Mahoney himself.
The guy that owned the place was
Mahoney?
Some big Irish dude. He was hilarious.
Damn. Yeah. I was like, I was wondering how the blackout was going to happen. You know, like where I'd start taking. Usually that's like a late. Mm-hmm. Just a few feet
from the showroom.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes from Albany just started buying us shot after shot.
Damn.
We took like four or five shots just right after the show. And then
it was ugly.
That's weird, man.
Yeah. And then I was just.
Well, we knew. We discussed it on Friday.
Yeah.
Just like, go home.
Yeah.
Don't go out tonight. We're going to get rowdy on Saturday.
Got a full 8 hours.
The boys.
Just process. Do a show, and then the audience just destroys you with alcohol.
Yeah. They're like, come on, man. Do a shot. It's like, all right.
Yeah. And then I Irish goodbye'd. Went straight home to the hotel.
And then I walked into the hotel room and saw a nice naked O'Connie laying on the bed. Then this morning when I woke up to a breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
O'Connie went down and got me breakfast. He got me a waffle. He made waffles for me. But then he pissed the bed.
Totally pissed it.
He peed the hotel bed. Yeah.
That's even, though. You pee the bed, bring some waffles.
I didn't care. But I felt horrible for the workers.
How soggy of a bed were you talking?
It was pretty damp.
Full piss?
Yeah. Nice. I don't think anything missed the bed.
Are you like a hard peer when you're drunk?
No, I like never do that, really. Every once in a while,
I was like, when's the last time you did it? He was like, I don't know. It's been a while. Like Thanksgiving.
Oh, so yeah.
Yes.
No, but then before that, it was like 2 years.
Yeah, once a peer, though.
Yeah, it breaks you.
Drunk peers. That's,
no, that's my, what I said. It goes into shifts.
My family. My cousins were like more of like a stand up and pee on stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Drunk,
and that's like the most diabolical.
I stood up and pissed
on my parents' computer.
Did you really?
Middle of the night, I woke up and pissed on my family computer.
Damn.
Yeah. Did it destroy it?
The only thing that broke was the modem.
Oh, man.
The modem wasn't piss-proof.
The modem did not survive.
Did your parents know about the internet at the time? Was that how big?
A little bit. I went and bought a new modem.
So you could just be like, the email's not working?
Yeah.
pissed on the internet and it broke?
I broke the internet with piss, and then I went and bought a new modem, and they were like, that's sweet. That's real nice of you. And I was like, you know what, guys? You guys do a lot for me. Woke up in the middle of the night at my Uncle Frank's house, pissed on a bench press down in their basement. That was a good move. Just stood there pissed on a bench press.
It's weird the stuff you choose to pee on when you're blacked out like that.
You walk somewhere and then just piss on something?
Yeah, it's my crazy. Cousin stood on the desk and his mom walked in and he was up on the desk just peeing off the desk. And she was like, get off the desk.
I stood up I was staying at my friend Jamal's house and I stood up on his bed. This was in college, and I pissed on his roommate's bed while his roommate was in bed.
Oh.
I pissed on the guy's bed.
Damn.
That was a tough one to wake up to.
Yeah.
He's like, do you remember pissing on me last night? I was like, fucking no, dude. Sorry.
That sounds unmistakable.
In college, I had a girlfriend.
That'd be terrifying. Some dude standing at the foot of your bed in the middle of the night.
But like, you would feel, it'd be like the wetness, the warmth, and then there's that like
sound so much liquid.
On a blanket. Ugh.
Yeah, it gets cold. It gets cold fast.
You had a cold night.
Wait, what did you say in college, though?
Oh, I had a girlfriend that I like broke up with me because she was like sleeping next to me, and I was hammered and I peed. Totally soaked her.
I woke up next to a girl one time, and I was soaking fucking wet, and I was like, fuck, I never usually piss like this. She had peed. She peed on me.
Nice.
I laid there for like 30.
That's kind of hot,
literally, I was just like, I was sleeping on the floor, and I was just like, fuck. And I was like, good, I didn't pee. And I was like, damn, she peed on me. And I just like laid next to her for like half an hour until she woke up. I'm like, yo, you pissed on me.
I was in a hard piss phase. I'm out of it now, but I was in a phase. I woke up in a bed, me and three of my friends at Penn State, we slept in the bed and somebody pissed, but I thought it was me. So they're like, someone pissed in here. And I was like, hold on. It's not rushed to judgment.
Yeah,
it could be anything. This could be a spilled beer. It could be sweat.
It could be cum.
Smells like beer.
I found out someone pissed. I was like, you piece of shit.
Damn, you had three bros in the fucking bed?
Three boys just stacked.
Wow, dude. That's fucking hot.
It was hot. It was nice.
Damn.
Yeah, good times. Penn State. Just boys in beds.
Pee feels so bad on the skin.
Ugh.
I don't know.
It's fresh.
Girl pee, I think, is a different variety. She peed.
You ever have a girl pee on you? Not that.
It's in the shower playing around, just farting around.
It's nice in the shower. Really? That's when I did.
You convince them to shoot something at you in the shower?
Yeah, like, it's nice.
No, I don't. Come on.
Like, do it.
Pee on my foot. Let's pee on my foot right there. That big toe. Pee on that thing.
Yeah. I like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I had a girl. She was laying on me. We were laying in the tub. She was like, I got to pee. I was like, just fucking do it.
Really?
It was great.
Nice, dude.
Was that hot?
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you guys fuck after that?
Yeah, dude. Of course. You don't piss and not fuck.
True.
That's a guaranteed.
Is that tease? Is that a tease?
That's
if you pee and you don't fuck, that's a tease.
That's a total tease.
That's
dude.
Crazy. That's how you get blue balls. Like crazy. If somebody pisses around me, that's why we both jerked off today. Chris
jerked off
and went to the shower and showered for like 45 minutes.
Sure.
But as soon as he went to the shower, I was like, nice. I got time. Cracked one off while I was laying in the bed. No communication at all.
It's perfect. Yeah.
But as soon as he was taking a long time in the shower, I was like, Chris, stop jerking off in there.
Damn.
I had no.
Little did he know I was contacting one out by myself.
Just you were making contact?
I made contact.
So you were ruffling his feathers while you're jerking off yourself?
I was like, hey, Chris, quit jerking off in there.
Chris, I know you're fucking jerking off in there.
Yeah, dude. I was like, one, two, and then we tried to sink our cums.
Nice.
It was hot.
I didn't really even need to jerk off.
Nah, neither
did I. Just being a pig.
It was a hungover. It was a hangover. When you're hangover, when you're hungover, you want to fucking...
Something about that makes you need to get a fucking nut out.
Yeah, you got
to
get that devil out of you.
True.
Well, you got that... It's like you have that hangover anxiety. You're like, oh, here's a quick cure. Just like, look...
Sometimes that elevates the headache.
Yeah.
It does. I got a headache afterwards.
And then you come, you're like, oh, and afterwards, your just head's on a fucking thousand.
I had a hard... That happened to me today.
Yeah, that's a fucking tough one.